Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to the CEO and co-owner of the Hamilton-based hospitality group, The Other Bird, who's been awarded the title of Outstanding Mid-Sized Business by their local chamber, and whose philosophy is to feed you with good food. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I am well, thank you.
You know, Erin, the thing that I really loved about your story was your light bulb moment about expanding your business into a boutique hotel. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was always something that my business partner and I had talked about that we'd want to do in the future. Like maybe when we retire from restaurants, we'll get a boutique hotel. And as life happens, we put the idea out there. I think it was on a radio interview. And we were talking about how we'd love to someday do that. And then also, as it happens, somebody heard that and then approached us about it. And it was an interesting moment when I'm thinking, like, we can't possibly do this now, can we? And my business partner just said, why can't we? Why not now? And I was like, oh, that somehow makes sense. So we did it.
Well, that's awesome. Now, tell us a little bit about being the difference between perhaps having restaurants, because of course the hotel has a restaurant, but what was the segue into managing a hotel as opposed to managing the number of restaurants that you have in your portfolio?
Well, the interesting thing about a hotel that you don't think about before you own one is that it operates 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, which is very different than a restaurant on account of you are always on and waiting for a call or something that's gone wrong, especially in a very old hotel. Because something's always, like, some pipe's always bursting or there's always a thing. So it was very interesting to change the management style from places that have closing times to a place that did not.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing that's really cool, because obviously I've been to your hotel, is that you have the event space, which is across the street where you host, you know, special events and weddings. So tell us a little bit about what hosting a wedding is all about, because I mean, that's a totally different experience than just hosting something in a restaurant.
It is. So I myself have been married, as many have, and you don't really realize, but that is the most important day of one's life. Maybe it happens three or four times in your life, but it's still a very important day. So a wedding as an event is very different than a corporate event or any other, because it is the most important to not only the bride and the groom, but their parents, the guests. So there's a lot of kid gloves and a lot of patience for everyone, and understanding and dealing with people who might change their mind last minute or want something very particular. Yes, it's been quite a change.
What's your most unusual request that you receive from a bride at this point? Is there something that you kind of went, wow, that I wouldn't have expected to have asked for a wedding? Has there been any sort of, you know, either strange food or different wine or, you know, something set up that was really strange that someone's asked for?
Yeah. The most interesting to me, so it's an indoor space that we have. The most interesting thing to me has been someone wanted to bring in, like, unbuild their gazebo from their backyard at their home, which is where they originally wanted to get married, but then they wanted to be inside and then rebuild it inside our space. And it's going to take like 5 days, and we did it. And they had to like rent it out for days on it. It was a wild, weird thing. Yeah. That was by far the strangest, but there's a lot of, it's always like, can my mom cook the food? Can we, you know, it's endless. Like, can we have flowers or can I bring in trees? It's a constant. And the answer is yes. Yes, you can.
Yes, I was just going to say, because I know how customer oriented you and your team are. And obviously, with the number of years that you've been in the hospitality business, you do get strange requests from time to time, even in a restaurant environment. So.
Yeah. And assuming it's legal, you always say yes.
Now, one of the things, you've been a restaurateur for quite a number of years. So tell us what attracted you to that industry?
Well, I've been in this industry my whole life. I started as a dishwasher when I was 13, 14. And I have a few brothers who are chefs. So it's always been a part of our family. And actually, to be quite honest, for most of my life, I promised myself once I finished university, I would never work in this industry again because it could be somewhat useless. But I met my business partner and it was just like everything made sense. It was fabulous. And we kind of agreed we wanted to do things a little differently than the way we both grew up in the industry. And it's worked out. It's been really good.
So tell us one of the things that sets you apart from your competition, because you're obviously very successful. You've won a number of awards. You're considered industry leaders. So for those folks who are sort of, you know, sitting at home and thinking, yeah, I can cook. I'd really like to be a chef someday. Can you give them sort of a little bit of insight into the behind the scenes of being in the restaurant business?
So one of the things that always drive me bonkers about the industry is the lack of respect, just all around, the lack of respect from customers to the staff, the lack of respect from the front of house to the back of house, the lack of respect a chef has for his kitchen and the people who work for him. And traditionally, there's a lot of yelling in the kitchen. There's a lot of swear words and inappropriate language and borderline abuse sometimes. And I'm laughing because it's like true. And the way, honestly, customers can treat service staff is disgusting at times. So we kind of vowed that we would try to always foster environments where it was of mutual respect. And that includes like nobody yells at each other. Nobody calls each other names when they're upset. Like that's not acceptable behavior, but more importantly is demanding respect from our customers. So any of our staff can ask somebody to leave at any time if they're being disrespectful or inappropriate or other things that customers do. So it's, I like that. And I think that sets us apart. But the industry is like, I think overall changing to that of more respect, which is really nice to see, especially towards women. And yeah.
Well, we're all experiencing some really challenging times right now. And I think it's giving everybody an opportunity to take a deep breath and kind of say, okay, what's really important? Like at the end of the day, it's the bigger picture, and how we treat one another is really the most important thing. And I know that as a company, you really do truly believe in empowering your team. So tell us perhaps maybe one of the programs that you might have that you foster as an organization to help folks sort of grow personally and professionally within the industry.
One?
Well, only one, because I know there's numerous.
Well, we do a lot of trainings and we try to create opportunities where people can grow within the company. But more importantly, I think something we do that's a little different is creating paths for people. We try to, number one, hire career people for the most part. So this is their like career and their job so that they do want to grow and evolve. So doing something like that and using coaches is a huge thing. I don't know if I'm allowed to plug you, but it's been great for the company and it's been fabulous and helping people grow as people within their positions so that they can move up and on. I think that's something that you don't see very often, which I'm proud of, is giving people the opportunity that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Right. So, you know, you mentioned just a little bit about being a woman in this industry and how it has its own set of challenges. Now, you're sort of at the forefront as the CEO and co-founder. So what challenge would you perhaps have had as an entrepreneur that you feel is a little different than your male partner has experienced?
While it is now not so much an issue, when we were starting out, it was just very much like our industry was notoriously sexist. And so if I went to meetings with my business partner, a lot of times people would only be talking to him or referring to him or asking him questions. And just, yeah, overall, just like working with suppliers, working with different people, how they just assume I'm his assistant. I've been called his girlfriend, things like that. It's like, oh, you brought your girlfriend. That's nice. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. So it's been nice, though, having a partner and watching him evolve, because he used to think, oh, well, that's the way it is. And now he's transitioned quite a bit to be like, that's not cool. And he corrects people. And it's been very nice to watch. But it's definitely changed over time. I don't get that anymore.
Right, right. So as your business evolves, you do have the boutique hotel. Can you give our listening and viewing audience any insight into something that you may be planning in the near future?
At the hotel?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we have lots of plans because we've gotten really creative coming out of COVID. So trying to find new and interesting ways to use the space that is spaced out and COVID friendly. So we are planning on doing some yoga retreats, which I think will be fun and cool and interesting. But yoga retreats with like alcohol and good food, not just
that kind of sounds a little bit like an oxymoron, yoga with alcohol and good food.
And we're actually trying to think, because we've positioned the hotel as like an artist hotel and the rooms are all themed, we're trying to think of ways to kind of engage local artists. So we're thinking about doing like artist residencies and things like that. Of course, we're always doing weddings. We're doing like murder mysteries and things like that. But again, it's just all being creative now and finding ways to do it where it's safe.
Well, you know, one of the things that we ask all of the entrepreneurs to share in the guest blog is three words of advice that they would give to either their younger self or someone else who may be reading their story. And your three words are just do it.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what that means.
So I always get young entrepreneurs who want to talk and want to discuss their ideas and whether they should move forward. And my advice is always just do the thing, because the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to fail. And that is not the worst in the world. The worst thing is not doing something and then wishing your whole life you had. So hence, just do it.
Well, Erin, I want to thank you for spending some time with our listening and viewing audience today on Keeping It Real. And we certainly hope that everyone who's joined us today has had an opportunity to meet the person behind the logo. Thanks so much.
Thank you.